Air is still hazy in much of the country due to wildfires in Canada, but many workers don't have the option to stay inside. And as NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, there aren't many federal protections for them.
The summer's just giving way, and activists are already on the radio to warn farm workers about the heat.
Conozca las señales de advertencia ahora que empieza el calor.
That's Jose Martinez. He's a farm worker in Washington State telling listeners to watch for signs of heat stress, like sweat, nausea, and heart palpitations.
Mareos, sudor excesivo, latidos del corazón.
2 years ago, during a heat dome in the Northwest, farm workers died from the heat. After that, Washington mandated strict rules for additional breaks, shade, and water for workers. At the federal level, there are few protections. But the Biden administration is trying to fix that.
Addressing heat illness is one of our top priorities.
That's Doug Parker, who leads the Federal Agency for Workplace Safety and Health.
So many workers who are disproportionately affected by heat are low-wage workers who have jobs outside. They're often immigrant workers, workers of color.
And now states like Texas and Louisiana are experiencing record-breaking heat. Parker's starting to get reports about worker fatalities.
I've had a couple of them come into my inbox in the last week, sadly.
Parker says employers should be providing similar protections like those in Washington for workers from the heat. There are also air quality alerts in northern parts of the country, such as Illinois, New Jersey, and New York, and workers have needed to adjust. The New York Farm Bureau is turning to bilingual posters to show workers ways to protect themselves, like wearing a mask properly. Steve Ammerman is the communications director.
We definitely are encouraging everyone to take the necessary precautions to make sure that they stay as safe as possible.
Officials are urging people to stay inside, but farm workers often don't have that option. The federal government is currently not considering a smoke rule. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Washington.